States that usually see a couple hundred cases of pertussis annually have seen thousands of cases already this year. Tom Clark is an epidemiologist with the Centers for Disease Control. He says pertussis shows no signs of waning.
We're on track for a record, so we're just about 18,000 cases in the U.S. this year, and cases continue. Most states are seeing increases, so we are expecting a lot more pertussis before the end of the year.
Earlier this year, a Wisconsin infant died from pertussis, commonly known as whooping cough. Children under 6 months don't have all the needed shots and are most vulnerable. So Dan Hoffensberger says it's important those around infants get vaccinated. Hoffensberger is immunization program manager for Wisconsin's Health Services Department. He says school children are required to have pertussis shots, but the vaccine offers less protection over time.
We now have a booster available for adolescents and adults starting at 10 years of age. So if they haven't got what's called the tetanus, diphtheria, acellular, pertussis vaccine, they should contact their doctor's office or local health department to get the vaccine.
Hoffensberger says whooping cough is cyclical. The disease has a resurgence every so often. The last time Wisconsin had a major outbreak was 2004. Pertussis is typically treated with antibiotics. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.